Hello, everyone. So glad that you could be here today. It was a real delight to see many of you over the weekend for Good Friday and Easter Sunday in our online Zoom gatherings. You know, I went away from both of those services feeling encouraged, both by our time together and fellowship with the Lord. We have such a neat community, and it was great to be able to celebrate Easter with you, albeit from a distance this way. Today, I want to continue thinking a little bit about Easter and share with you in particular one thing that jumped out to me in a way that that it never has before as I've read the Easter accounts in the Bible. This particular piece is from John 19, starting around verse 38. This is actually something that happened on Good Friday. And so as we pick up the story here, Jesus has been crucified. And then John 19 verse 38 says, later, Joseph of Arimathea, he asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now, Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jews. With Pilate's permission, he took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who had earlier visited Jesus by night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it up with the spices in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden there was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. Now, that on its own is really fascinating. It means that Nicodemus took to heart the conversation that he and Jesus had that night back in John chapter 3. It sure looks like he put his trust in Jesus, he was born again, and he became a follower of Jesus. Same with Joseph of Arimathea. Both Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea were members of the Jewish ruling class. They were authorities, and yet they turned their backs on that life of prestige and power in order to identify with the crucified Savior, Jesus. Now, that's cool, right? And I've recognized it before, and probably you have too. The part that really dawned on me, really stood out to me this year, is the fact that if not for Nicodemus and Joseph, Jesus' body would never have gotten into the tomb. Right? Jesus probably would have just been thrown into some anonymous mass grave. But because of what Nicodemus and Joseph did, everyone knew exactly where Jesus' body was supposed to be on Easter morning. And it was cause for rejoicing when they realized that the body was not there anymore. Because Nicodemus and Joseph put Jesus in the tomb, the resurrection was clear to everyone when they realized that the tomb was empty. That's pretty significant. And I think that it teaches us a couple of really important lessons. Simple actions matter, and faithful actions matter. Simple actions matter, faithful actions matter. I mean, sure, on one hand, what Nick and Joe did for Jesus was pretty extravagant, right? They stuck out their necks to go to Pilate. They put a lot of money into buying 75 pounds of aloe and myrrh. On the other hand, though, what they did was quite mundane. Right? They didn't build a giant jewel-encrusted mausoleum for him. They didn't, like, throw a ticker tape funerary parade. All they wanted to do was give him a decent burial. Right? John specifically tells us they did the traditional Jewish burial customs. Nothing out of the ordinary, nothing fancy here, just a simple effort to do for Jesus what they would have done for anyone else. But in the sovereignty of God, that simple action became a bigger, played a bigger part in the overall role of story of Jesus' death and resurrection, a bigger part than they could have ever imagined. You know, if they had done nothing, Jesus would have been lost. But they did something, And because of that something, everyone knew that Jesus was alive. Simple acts matter. Simple acts matter, and faithful acts matter too. You know, Nicodemus and Joseph had both become followers of Jesus, and they valued him so deeply that they wanted to do something to honor him, right? They wanted to honor the man who had done so much to teach them in this life, because Jesus had served them in life. They wanted to serve him in death. And what they did out of love for him, was way more significant and valuable in the long run than they could have ever imagined. You know, they weren't planning to do anything impressive. They were just following their hearts, right? Their hearts said, we want to honor the Lord. And in turn, they ended up demonstrating that Jesus is not just the crucified Lord, but the risen Lord. Faithful actions matter. Simple actions matter, faithful actions matter, and I know that you are doing both of those. You know, simple actions matter, don't they? You know, Kathy Zerbinski made us some raisin bread, and brought it over to us, and I'll tell you, the joy I felt in my heart was way greater than just the joy of raisin bread. I mean, it was delicious raisin bread, but, you know, simple act, tremendous impact, right? Because it made me know that somebody else was thinking about and caring for me. You know, we can all do that. Simple action, tremendous impact. You know, I know that many of you are doing that already. You're making phone calls to check in on people. You're making meals for each other, picking stuff up at the grocery store, taking flowers to one another, helping out wherever you can. Simple acts, tremendous impact. Keep it up. You know, safely, carefully, do those simple acts of kindness for people, because simple actions matter. And faithful actions matter too. You know, when the going gets tough, sometimes our human instinct is to cut and run, but that just doesn't cut it for us as believers. You know, simple actions on our part is not just being nice. I mean, it is nice, but we're doing it because we're following our heart that says we are following in the footsteps of Jesus and loving others the way that he loved us and the way that he loves them, in fact, too. Right? We love because he first loved us. And when we, moved by the love of God, honor other people, we are demonstrating to them how much they mean to God. And not only that, we are honoring God, who is the source of all goodness. Simple actions matter. Faithful actions matter too. You know, God takes our loaves and our fishes and makes them exponentially more valuable than what we could ever imagine. Nicodemus and Joseph had no idea that they were setting up the greatest news story in the history of the world. God worked through them, and he will work through your simple and faithful actions to impact the world in a great way. Let's pray together. God, in your sovereignty, we are grateful for Nicodemus and Joseph and for John and the other gospel writers who wrote this down. Because of what they did, we know what you did. You rose again to life. Because you are alive, we are forgiven. You are with us, and we are safe in your care. Lord, I pray that you will help us to follow in your footsteps, to follow in Nicodemus and Joseph's footsteps, to do simple acts, to do kind acts, to honor you and to honor other people. Jesus, we are grateful for what you did at Easter, and we pray that the love revealed to us at Easter would pour into our hearts now and out to others as well, as we serve them with simple and faithful acts. Thank you for your unfailing love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, folks, glad to see you again. I'll look forward to connecting with you again on Thursday. And I want to encourage you to stay safe and to trust in God and remember prayer and precaution, not panic.